That's what you worry about a little bit as a coach. That's what I worried about last Saturday. And for them, I think they've got to get their top line going and make sure that Griff plays well, because they know that we're going to put pressure on them defensively, and we got to make sure that we keep their guns in front of us, because they've got some guys that can play and score, and certainly Van Slyke and Passano and some of those guys have had some success here lately.
I think it's fine for your team. I imagine that you would like to see 69 shots on goal tonight as well against a good goalie.
Yeah, I think offensively it would be great, especially if we get them from the right places and we move it on time, because a good goalie like Griffin Bunnell, you're probably not going to beat him if he sees the puck clean. So you got to find ways to make him move, and maybe it's one pass, two pass, a shot. Maybe it's a pass and a quick shot, and it's most certainly shooting it through traffic so that he can't see the puck. So we got to make sure we put pressure on them, and more importantly, keep them in front of us. We've done just an okay job here the last couple games of keeping the other team's offense in front of us, and we got to make sure that we're balancing the ice and doing those things, because when we keep the puck in the offensive zone, we're a threat.
Best of luck tonight.
Thanks, Jed.
Coach of the Warriors, BJ Brandt, will come back, get you set for the opening faceoff. Wausau West taking on DC Everest. Warrior Hockey on 98.9 WXCO.
What's your idea of winter fun? It's hitting the trails after a fresh snowfall and you're thinking new snowmobile. It's time to call CCU. That's Clover Belt Credit Union, the leader in financing fun. If you're thinking new four-wheel drive vehicle to get you to the downhill slopes or the cross-country trails, it's time to call CCU. That's Clover Belt Credit Union, the leader in financing fun. Quick, easy loan applications, friendly lenders, and great rates make CCU the lending leader in financing fun. If your idea of winter fun isn't in the snow, maybe hitting the highway in a new motorhome is the way to go. Just give CCU a call. Financing for motorhomes and winter getaways. When you think fun, think Clover Belt Credit Union. What are you waiting for? Life's too short and winter's too long. Call CCU for your great rate financing. Dial 715-842-5693 or apply online or from your smartphone. That's Clover Belt Credit Union. Local lenders lending local money. Keeping our community strong.
Looking for the best in website design and digital marketing? Look no further than Coast to Coast Marketing, Central Wisconsin's number one choice. We're not just about building great websites, we're about building our community too. That's why for every website you purchase, we'll donate 10% of the sale to the school of your choice. Imagine growing your business while giving back to local schools. It's a win-win. Visit c2cmarketing.com or call 715-379-7460 today and make a difference with your business and your community.
To the Wausau West Athletic Department for their continued support of our broadcast of Wausau West Warrior Athletics on Faux Falls Radio 98.9 and 1230. Thanks for listening to our broadcast on the radio, but we want to see you out and about cheering on Wausau West student athletes in action. To find out your next opportunity to see the Warriors, go to WisconsinValleyConference.org and click on Wausau West.
WXCO 1230 AM, W255 DN Wausau, streaming at BullFallsRadio.com.
And back here at Marathon Park Ice Arena, as we are nearly set for hockey, Wausau West Warriors and the DC Everest Evergreens. Starting in net for the Evergreens, outstanding junior number 29, Griffin Bunnell. Defense pairing of Xavier May and Christian Simonson. Forward line of Hayden Johnson, Cole Van Slyke, and Adam McKay. Head coach of DC Everest is Dan Van Slyke. For the Wausau West Warriors, in net number one, sophomore Julian Scalcucci. Defense pairing, number 21, Tegan Rasmus, and number 16, Drake Kuharski. And the forward line, number 9, Owen Pergalski, number 19, Cooper DePoit, and number 10, Chase Crass. Head coach of the Warriors is B.J. Brandt. Warriors tonight in the home white with the dark blue numerals, the dark blue breezers, gold trim. D.C. Everest in their road green with the white numerals and the black breezers. Wausau West will go from right to left in front of my broadcast position in the first period of play. Glad you could be with us here. Nice crowd on hand for high school hockey late in the regular season, Wisconsin Valley Conference. Cooper DePoit will take the draw against Cole Van Slyke. Excuse me. There's the drop. We are underway. Puck is rolled into the Wausau West zone. Tegan Rasmus in the near side corner will try to move the puck. Gets checked off the puck. Puck is battled for below the goal line. Now moved along the near side boards. Pinching in is Van Slyke. Also there is Drake Kuharski. Pass deflected away by Owen Pergalski. Kept in by the Evergreens, and a shot goes wide of the cage. Attempted by defenseman Hayden, his feet forward, Hayden Johnson. Now the Warriors trying to get it back up to center ice. It will be dumped right back in on net. Stopped by Julian Scalcucci. Now the Warriors look to break it out of their own zone. Up into the zone. Cooper DePoit. DePoit gets taken off the puck as coming over was Gabe Simonson for DCE. Now the Evergreens get it up to center. Up to the red line. And now backhanded into the Wausau West zone. It will be swept to the near side boards by Julian Scalcucci. Owen Pergalski lost the puck. Now gets it back. Pergalski on the right hand side. Bangs it off the boards. Up to center. Chased down by Cooper DePoit. DePoit into the zone. Tried to throw it on net. Goes into the body of Shaden Fogelberg. Puck in the deep near side corner. Puck will be played by DCE. Evergreens get it up to center. Aiden Hopped moves it left-hand side. Braxton Byler. Byler gets knocked off the puck. Warriors now flip it back to center. Taken there by Fogelberg. He'll cough it up. Xander DeBio had it poked away by Fogelberg. Still fight for that puck below the goal line. Left-hand side. Behind the cage for the Warriors is Parker Barrero. Now into the right wing corner. Puck is still battle for deep in the DC Evers end of the rink. In the right wing corner. Picked up by the Warriors, Barrero. Barrero comes in front. Backhanded shot. Save is made. Rebound and a goal. Jake Hayne. The initial shot was stopped by Griffin Bunnell, but there to get the rebound, the red-hot Jake Hayne. He had two goals in the game against New Richmond on Saturday and gives the Warriors a 1-0 lead, a minute 31 into the game. It started below the goal line. Picked up by Barrero, came in front. Shot was stopped by Griffin Bunnell, but there all by himself with a big opening was Jake Hayne. Well, that's the start you want if you're Wausau West. Here come the Evergreens. Turned over.
Assist by number 26, Xander DeBio. That's Hayne.
That was a mistake, apparently, on my side. 26, not 23, so it wasn't Barrero. It was DeBio with the assist. Now right-hand side, Rasmus, a shot, and a stop is made. Held on to by goaltender Griffin Bunnell for DC Everest. 15:06 to go, first period. 1-0 Wausau West. So, again, official scoring, 131. Jake Hayne assist to Xander DeBio. Face-off left of Griffin Bunnell. Evergreens will win the draw. Near side, Braden Mishka. Mishka along the boards. Puck is kept in by the Warriors. Now played by Everest and Charlie Strobel. Puck in the corner, taken away. Hendricks Damrow. Damrow gets it in front. Now with it is Boleyn. Boleyn back to the point. Off the skate of Drake Kuharski. Moves it into the right wing corner. Played there by the Warriors and Cade Damrow. Damrow gets checked off the puck. Puck taken away by DC Everest. Up ice comes Braden Mishka. Mishka crosses the red line, dumps it in deep. Behind the cage, slowed down by Julian Scalcucci. Gives it off to Drake Kuharski. His outlet pass is kept in by the Evergreens. Now DCE, right-hand side, Hopped. Hopped will throw it on net, stick to side by Scalcucci. Left-hand side, Braxton Byler. Rolls it in below the goal line. Fight for the puck on the backboards. Now the puck moves to the far side boards. Kept in deep by DCE, behind the Wausau West cage. Warriors get it back to the point, and not able to keep it in was Xavier May for the Evergreens. Delayed offside, clearing the zone is DCE. Warriors get it up to center. Drake Kuharski will dump it in. Glove down, brought back to the ice by Griffin Bunnell. Warriors will make a line change on the fly. Puck is played on the far side boards by Everest. Evergreens bang it up to center ice. Chipped in deep by Aiden Hopped. Chasing it down for the Warriors will be Shea Jones. Jones leaves it off to Cooper DePoit. DePoit will bring it up the right-hand side. Here comes Cooper through center ice. Crossing the red line, crossing the blue line. DePoit, puck into the right-wing corner. Puck is now chopped at behind the cage. Still a fight for that puck. Not able to control it was Chase Crass for the Warriors. And now DC Everest on the far side will chip it forward. Puck up to center. Taken back by the Warriors and dumped in deep. Griffin Bunnell will leave it for his defenseman, Shaden Fogelberg. Fogelberg behind the net, moves it left-hand side. 1-0 West, 13:15 to go in the first period. And a turnover by the Evergreens, grabbed in the right faceoff circle by Cooper DePoit. But snagging that one is goalie Griffin Bunnell. Holds on, takes the whistle and the stoppage.
13-13 to go first period. 1-0 Warriors. Face off left of Griffin Bunnell in net for the Evergreens. Parker Burrow gets tossed from the circle for the Warriors. Getting tossed is Cole Van Slyke for Everest. Xander DeBile steps in, and now Adam McCaig for the Evergreens. Puck in behind the cage, now moved to the near side boards by DC Everest. Up ice, Hayden Johnson. Johnson will dump it in deep. Playing the puck again is Julian Scalcucci. Moves it to the far side boards. Kept in deep by DCE. Whipped around behind the cage to the right wing corner. Still a fight for the puck. Big collision along the near side boards. Puck comes loose, picked up by Shea Jones. Jones gets it ahead. Chopping at it at center, picking it up now is Parker Barrero. He'll take a big shot, but does get the puck in deep. Puck is turned over. DeBile in front. DeBile, a shot and a stop made by Bunnell. Another turnover on the Evergreens. Xander DeBile. Shot from the point goes wide from Joel Gravine. Now the Evergreens will get it back up to center. Taken right back by Wausau West. Warriors right now carrying the play early. Jake Hain on the near side. Gets checked into the near side boards by Cole Van Slyke, but does dump the puck in deep. Everest try to reset in their own zone. Evergreens get it up to center. Warriors get it back. A trip and a penalty coming up as getting tripped up was Caden Boleyn, and the Warriors will get the first power play opportunity of the game. 12-13 to go in the first period. Warriors already up 1-0. We'll get an opportunity with the 5-on-4 power play. In the sin bin for the Evergreens is Cole Van Slyke. Face off right of Griffin Bunnell. Face off is battle for, still loose near the dot, and now cleared out of the zone by DC Everest. Early clear on this penalty kill for the Evergreens. Puck back through center ice. Here comes Wausau West. Into the zone, left hand side, Cade Damrell. Damrell into the left corner. Now below the goal line, again Boleyn. That in front, a shot and a save. Cleared aside by Griffin Bunnell. Puck is back to the point. Kept in again by Ethan Rohde. Rohde rolls it down low. Puck is moved to the right-hand side. Back to the point. Now on the left-hand side, Rohde. Rohde, left face-off circle. Quick passing by the Warriors. Joel Gravine. Gravine fires it, and a save is made by Griffin Bunnell. So 1:19 to go on the power play here for Wausau West. Puck is battle for, left-hand side. Picked up again by the Warriors. Puck back to the point. Kept in by Cooper DePoit. DePoit moves it right-hand side. There's a shot. Stop made by Bunnell. Fights it off to the near side boards. Play there by Chase Crass. Crass tries a shot. Gets blocked. Back to the point. Shea Jones. Still along the boards. With it again is Crass. At the point, Jones. Jones fires it. Right pad save made by Griffin Bunnell. Puck is in the left corner, played by Tegan Rasmus. Comes in front, shot in a safe, puck in front, and oh, missing the far side pipe was Chase Crass on the rebound. Down to 44 seconds on the power play, then fumbling the puck back to center will be Cooper DePoit for the Warriors. Puck is picked up by DePoit in his own zone. DePoit back through center. DePoit into the zone. DePoit fires it, a shot and a save again by Griffin Bunnell. Puck picked up by the Warriors. Pass, cross ice pass, picked off by the Evergreens and cleared all the way down ice. Long pass by Scalcucci, could not connect, and that will turn into an icing on Wausau West. 10:31 to go in the first period. 18 seconds to go on the power play, and the Warriors lead DC Everest by a score of 1-0. Face-off battle for, still fought for, picked up by DCE. Puck moved towards the left face-off circle. Turn in a fire and a save made by Julian Scalcucci. Now the Warriors will pick it up, bring it through center ice. With it is Drake Kuharski, who'll dump it in deep. Penalty comes to an end, back to 5-on-5 hockey. Puck is battle for along the near side boards in the DC Everest end of the rink. Still a fight for the puck. Back to the point, Rohde trying to keep it in, unable to do so. Puck is now played at neutral by the Warriors and Parker Barrero. Barrero will just dump it in. Behind the cage, not able to slow it down, was Griffin Bunnell. Puck is still fought for along the near side boards. Picked up by DeBile. DeBile, a shot, and just getting a piece of it again was Bunnell.
Boy, Xander DeBio has been very active here early for Wausau West. And now the Evergreens the other way into the zone. Van Slyke fires it. It goes over the crossbar, over the netting, and out of play. So with 9:38 to go in the first period, it is a 1-0 lead for the Wausau West Warriors. Face off to the right of goaltender Julian Scalcucci. Puck is played by Wausau West, back up to center. Here comes Caden Boleyn. Boleyn into the zone. Boleyn, left face-off circle, fires in front. Intended for Hendrix Damro, cannot connect. Puck picked up behind the cage by Braden Mishka, and now the Evergreens get it back to center. With it is Aiden Hopp. Hopp moves it left-hand side. Trying to chase it down is Braxton Byler. Still a fight for that puck, now picked up by Hendrix Damro for the Warriors. Damro moves it to Cade Damro. Damro into the zone, left-hand side. Cade near the goal line, now below the goal. Behind the cage to the right-hand side. Throws it in front, deflected, picked up by the Evergreens and Charlie Strobel. Far side boards, with it is Cade Damro. Damro feeds in front, Hendrix. Hendrix could not get the shot off, and the Evergreens will clear the puck. Rolls all the way down ice, and that will be icing on DCE. That will stop the clock with 8:48 to go in period number one. 1-0 Wausau West with the lead. Face-off will be to the right of the DC Everest goaltender, Griffin Bunnell. Fight for the puck, whipped along to the far side boards. Evergreens will get it up to center, Cole Van Slyke. Van Slyke 2-on-2. Van Slyke into the zone, but a whistle and an offside coming up on the Evergreens. Little bit over-anxious was Cole Van Slyke that time for the DCE. 8 seconds away from the midway point of this first period. Face-off is won by the Evergreens. Again, Van Slyke into the zone. Van Slyke near face-off circle. Now passes left-hand side. Room to maneuver. There's a shot blocked. Getting a stick on it nicely was Chase Crass for the Warriors. Puck is played by Crass on the far side boards. Crass still deep in his own end. Goes in behind his own cage. Chase Crass stick handles. Now finds room. Gets it up to center. Tried to get it to Cooper DePoit. Could not connect. But Cooper deflects the puck deep into the zone. DePoit behind the cage. DePoit to the right-hand side. DePoit in the right corner. DePoit still with the puck. Now moves it off the near side boards. Played up off the glass by Everest. Back to center ice. Dumped back in by Wausau West. Evergreens resetting in their own zone. Xavier May. May gets it ahead. Now through center ice, Charlie Strobel. Actually, that's not Strobel. That's Braxton Byler. Byler gets it in deep. Puck in behind the cage. Not able to control it was Byler. And now chipped up the center by Jake Kane for the Warriors. And now the puck deflected. Picked up by Cooper DePoit, but a whistle and an offside this time on Wausau West. 7:40 to go, first period. Unofficially, 10 shots on net for Wausau West. 3 shots on net for DCE. And the Warriors with a 1-0 lead. Face off at neutral in front of the Everest bench. Warriors will win it. Dumped in deep by Tegan Rasmus. Griffin Bunnell moves it to the near side boards. Fight for it. Trying to dig it out. For the Warriors is Barker Barrero. Puck is kept in again by the Warriors, but then taken away. Back to center, but dumped in immediately by Ethan Rohde. Puck is banged back to the point. Kept in by Rasmus. Rasmus throws it on net. Kicked aside with the right pad by Griffin Bunnell. Puck back to center. Played by the Warriors off the far side boards. Dumped in deep by Braxton Byler. Slowed down behind the net again by Julian Scalcucci. Well, we were not surprised to see Bunnell keeping Everest in it early. Warriors carrying the play. Shot wide of the net from DCE. But again, such a good goalie. Always that wild card. 11-3 edge in shots for West. Parker Barrero in his own zone. Pass ahead, deflected into the DC Everest zone. Chasing it down is Charlie Strobel for the Evergreens. He blew out a tire, picked up in the right corner by Hain. Hain trying to feed it to the cutter, but not able to connect with Caden Boleyn, and the Evergreens clear it back to the Warrior blue line. Back up ice comes West. Backhanded over the blue line by Joe Gravine. Puck in deep. Now trying to get in for a shot, but not able to do so, was Caden Boleyn. Boleyn still fights for it behind the DC Everest cage. Now the Evergreens will get the puck back. Bang back up to center ice. Joe Gravine will dump it in on net. Sticked aside easily again by Griffin Bunnell.
Everest will get it right back to center. Puck is rolled back in by the Warriors. A little bit of in and out of the zone right now. Everest again setting up deep in their own end. 6:05 to go in the first period. 1-0 lead for Wausau West. Warriors, Shea Jones gets it ahead. Cade Damrow will get checked but does roll it in deep. Boleyn will chase it down below the goal line. Boleyn getting double teamed. Puck moved on the near side to Xavier May. May gets it ahead. Left-hand side to Byler. Braxton Byler chips it into the Warriors' zone. Ooh, and then the Warriors blow a tire. Drake Kuharski as he went down hard into the backboards. Back to the point, captained by Byler. Byler keeps it in for Everest. Another big check, but picked up on the right-hand side. There's a shot wide of the cage from Brett Schultz. Back to the left point, captained by DCE. Rolled in below the goal line. Warriors will now grab it, try to get it back up ice. Puck played off the near side boards. Played by the Evergreens into the zone. Adam McKay, his shot gets sticked aside by the Warriors. Hendrix Damrow deflects it out of play. 5:16 to go, first period. 1-0 Wausau West with the lead. Excuse me. Face off left of goaltender Julian Scalcucci. Not many great opportunities in the last few minutes for either side. Face off won by the Evergreens. Right point Fogelberg. He'll whip it along the boards behind the cage to the left-hand side. Chipping at it is Hayden Johnson. Deflected back to the point. Captained by Fogelberg. Now left faceoff circle. Between the circles, a shot gets deflected. That was Vance Leick with that deflected shot. At the right point, shot save made from the point. Christian Simonson. Stop was made by Scalcucci, and the Warriors get it back to center. And now a penalty coming up on Wausau West. The late penalty on the Warriors. Bunnell comes off for an extra attacker. Into the zone. Vance Leick whiffs on the shot attempt, and the puck will be touched up by Wausau West. So with 4:42 to go in the first period, DC Everest will have an opportunity with a power play to try to get back to even. And I think they may have two penalties coming up on West. Yep, after the initial penalty, a second penalty will be called as well on DePoit. So it looks like Owen Pergalski was called for the first penalty and Cooper DePoit for the second. So that means a 5-on-3 power play opportunity for DC Everest for a full 2 minutes. What an opportunity here for Everest after the Warriors have carried the play for much of this first period. 12-4 edge in shots, but now Everest will try to take advantage of this 5-on-3. What a big opportunity here for the Evergreens. But the Warriors have been very good on their penalty kill for the most part this year. Face off in the right face-off circle. But right now there's still a conversation going on between a pair of the officials. Now one of the officials going over to give some further information to the scorekeeper. 4:42 to go, first period. 1-0 Warriors. The Warriors scored very early. Jake Kane at 1:31 of this first period gave the Warriors the early edge. Reminder, tomorrow night over at Everest, Warriors and the Evergreens in high school boys basketball. 7 o'clock for the pregame, 7:15 for the opening tip-off. Saturday, Central Wisconsin Storm Hockey. The second-ranked Storm taking on number 3-ranked Superior. 1:50 for the pregame, 2 o'clock for the opening face-off. Monday night, back here at Marathon Park, Wausau West taking on Eau Claire North. Non-conference game, makeup game. Again, 6:50 for the pregame, 7 o'clock for the opening face-off. Power play underway for Everest. Puck moved left-hand side, Vance Leick fires it, save is made, rebound cleared, back to Vance Leick, another shot goes wide of the cage. Rebound whips around the boards and out of the zone. Chasing it down is Gabe Simonson. Oh, and it's a 5-minute major on Owen Pergalski. So this is a long power play here for the Evergreens. On the right-hand side with it is Hayden Johnson. Johnson in the corner. So 5-on-3 for a minute and a half, and then another 3 minutes of 5-on-4 for DCE. Left-hand side, Vance Leick, a shot, gets through, but wide of the cage. Again, the rebound whips out of the zone. Warriors have to chase, the Evergreens have to chase it down in their own end. So now Everest again trying to break it out of their own end. Through center ice, into the zone with it to Simonsen. Simonsen fires it. Save is made again by Julian Scalcucci. Right-hand side. With it is Johnson. One-timer from the point, and it's kicked aside. That was Xavier May. Puck back to May on the left point, and he could not keep it in. 55 seconds to go on the 5-on-3 for DC Everest. Evergreens move to the near side. With it is Gabe Simonsen. Simonsen over the red line. Moves it right-hand side to Van Slyke. Van Slyke with the puck. Van Slyke moves it to the left. Van Slyke getting bodied by Chase Kras. Now into the left corner. 38 seconds on the 5-on-3. Back on the near side with it to Simonsen. Simonsen moves it back to the point. With it is Fogelberg. Shot and a stop made again by Julian Scalcucci, and he'll hold on. 30 seconds to go on the 5-on-3. And then another 3 minutes on the major to Pergalski. 3:12 to go, first period, 1-0 Wausau West. Face off to the right of Julian Scalcucci. Face off is battle for, won by the Evergreens. Moved on the right-hand side, Aiden Hopped. Back to the point, now left face-off circle. Thrown in front, deflected, wide of the cage. It looks like the net is off its moorings, and there's the whistle. So the net knocked off, 18 seconds to go on the 5-on-3. 3 minutes even to go in the first period. Everest able to get 5 shots on net so far during this power play opportunity. Here's the draw, won by the Warriors and cleared all the way down ice. Right in on net, Griffin Bunnell will hand it off to Shaden Fogelberg. Fogelberg will now look to bring it up ice for Everest. Moves it up the center ice. With it is Brett Schultz. Schultz into the zone, right wing side. Rolls it in below the goal line. Now to the left-hand side. It's now 5-on-4. Deep left corner, Braxton Byler. Byler moves it back to left point, Braden Mishka. And then bobbled, and there's an offside on Everest. Is not able to keep it in at the blue line with Fogelberg. It has not been the cleanest of power play so far. There have been shots, but Everest has been forced to reset a number of times. 1-0 Warriors, 2:33 to go, first period. Neutral zone faceoff. Faceoff is won by Wausau West. Warriors will clear it out of the zone. 2:44 to go on the major penalty. Everest still with the man advantage. Pass attempt deflected by Cooper DePoit, but into the Wausau West zone. Whipped along the boards by Tegan Rasmus back to center. Everest again having a reset. Moved on the near side to Gabe Simonsen. Simonsen stood up by Shea Jones at the blue line. Picked up by Cooper DePoit, 1-on-3. DePoit into the zone. DePoit along the near side boards. DePoit now getting tripled and the puck knocked away. Picked up by Cole Van Slyke. Van Slyke gets it to the blue line. Van Slyke fires a shot and a save is made. From the upper slot, getting away from Chase Kras was Van Slyke. Save was made by Julian Scalcucci. Down to 2 minutes on the power plays. The Warriors clear the zone. Puck is grabbed by the Warriors. Here comes the point. Left face-off circle. Whips it wide of the far side pipe. Rebound back to center. Played by Tegan Rasmus. Rasmus gets to the blue line. Puck is knocked away, but picked up by DePoit. DePoit right face-off circle. DePoit still with the puck. Cooper DePoit along the far side boards. Does not have the numbers. Now coming to help is Chase Kras. Puck comes up to center. Now here comes Everest and Brett Schultz. Schultz moves it right-hand side. Aiden Hopped. Hopped along the near side boards. Puck is still battle for. Shea Jones fighting a pair of green jerseys. And now the puck is rolled in deep. Warrior students happy with Shea Jones as the Warriors will clear the puck all the way down ice. 1 minute in the period. 1:17 to go on the Evergreen power play. Back through center ice. With it is Shaden Fogelberg. Fogelberg into the zone. Lost it. Puck is still battle for. Brett Schultz fighting for it for DCE. Kept in at the blue line by Braxton Byler, and then the Warriors will grab it and clear it again. 40 seconds in the period. Everest again having a reset deep in their own zone. Clock down to 33 seconds in the period. Up through center, with it is Aiden Hopped. Moves it left-hand side, not able to handle it. Where the Evergreens picked up again by the Warriors and cleared again. All the way in on net, Griffin Bunnell. Down to 18 seconds in the period. Back to center. With it is Adam McKeag. McKeag thrown in front and a one-timer and a save made. Good shot from the upper slot by Braden Mishka, fought off by Julian Scalcucci. Now on the right-hand side, played off the boards by Aiden Hopp. Thrown in front, gets blocked. Down to two. Hopp has to fire it, and he will not get the shot off on net before the end of the period. So the Warriors able to kill off 4 minutes and 42 seconds of power play time. There will be 18 seconds remaining on the DCE power play when the second period gets underway. End of 17 minutes of hockey from the Marathon Park Ice Arena. It is Wausau West 1, DC Everest nothing. This is Warrior Hockey on 98.9 WXCO.
Hungry for flavor-packed fun?
Dive into Red Robin's sizzling burgers, mouth-watering fries, and endless options.
Or maybe you're craving the perfect slice.
Then it's Donato's Pizza, your passport to pizza perfection.
Order now and treat yourself to an unforgettable taste experience.
Red Robin and Donato's Pizza, 2255 48 Rib Mountain Drive in Wausau.
Call 715-301-0019 or log on redrobin.com.
Red Robin and Donato's Pizza.
Yum.
The Wausau West Hockey Booster Club is a proud supporter of our broadcast of Warrior Hockey on 98.9 WXCO. The Wausau West Hockey Booster Club would also like to thank their program sponsors for supporting the Warrior Hockey Program and the Wausau West Hockey Invitational. Those supporters include Godorzi, First Impressions, Focus Financial, Four Seasons Screen Printing, Four Seasons Gulf of Wausau. Please pay them a visit and thank them for their support of Wausau West Warrior Hockey.
For more than 60 years, Sun Printing has been Central Wisconsin's commercial printer of choice due to their commitment to quality, creative solutions, and dedicated service. Sun Printing's team offers you a wide spectrum of services, whether you need vehicle graphics, offset, digital, large format, graphic design, or mailing. They print everything under the sun. No project is too big or too small, so give Sun Printing a call at 845-4911 or visit them online at sunprinting.com.
We are the NFHS. That stands for the National Federation of State High School Associations. But really, what we stand for, together with the WIAA, are the 178,000 high school sports students in Wisconsin. And so we stand. We stand for the runners, soccer, and basketball players. We stand for their coaches, administrators, and officials. We stand for the swimmers, football players, and wrestlers. We stand for the golfers, softball, and volleyball players. We stand as the national leader and advocate for high school athletics and all who participate in them and make them possible. Because it is our purpose to ensure that high school students get to play, perform, and compete together. To learn more about who we are and what we stand for, visit nfhs.org.
DC Everest Evergreens by a score of 1-0. Scoring came very early. Warriors just 1:31 into the game. Jake Hain on a rebound.
able to pop it into an empty net behind Griffin Bunnell. Xander DeBio with the assist, and it was 1-0 West. For much of the early portion of this game, the Warriors carried the play. They had 1 point, a 12-3 edge in shots on net, but were not able to solve Griffin Bunnell. But then, late in the period, the Warriors didn't take just one penalty, they took two penalties at the same time. First, it was a 5-minute major on Owen Pregalski, and then during the delay portion of that penalty, Cooper DePoint took a penalty. So it was a 5-on-3 for 2 minutes for DC Everest. Warriors able to kill that off, and the Warriors have been almost able to kill off the remainder of the 5-on-4. There was still 18 seconds remaining on that 5-minute major to Owen Pregalski when the second period gets underway. So 1-0, Wausau West with the lead. 14 shots on net for the Warriors. 13 saves made by Griffin Bunnell. 10 shots on net for the Evergreens. And 10 saves made by Julian Scalcucci. So 1-0 Warriors with the lead. Again, tomorrow night, high school boys basketball, as the Wausau West Warriors will take on the D.C. Everest Evergreens. I'll be at the D.C. Everest Fieldhouse for that one. Pre-game show at 7 and the opening tip-off at 7:15 right here on 98.9 WXCO. Online at WXCO.fm. Mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO and on the Civic Media app. Saturday, it is Central Wisconsin Storm Hockey. The Storm, ranked number 2 in the state, take on number 3 ranked Superior, a game that likely will determine the number 1 seed in the playoff bracket when that bracket is released on Sunday. So Storm and Superior, they had themselves a thriller in the sectional final a year ago. Storm won it in OT en route to the state championship. 1:50 for the pregame, 2 o'clock for the opening faceoff coming up on Saturday. Monday, Wausau West Hockey against Eau Claire North. We will have coverage of that one starting with the pregame show at 6:50. And then Tuesday, Wausau West Hockey against Wisconsin Rapids. Again, we will have coverage of that one starting with the pregame show at 6:50. And then finally, a week from tonight, the final game of the regular season for the Warriors. They travel to third-ranked Nina Hortonville Menasha. And again, we'll have coverage of that one starting with the pregame show at 6:50. So lots of hockey coming up over the next week. And then boys basketball with the Warriors tomorrow here on 98.9 WXCO. 1-0 Warriors with the lead. We'll have the second period coming up next. This is West Hockey on 98.9 WXCO.
What's your idea of winter fun? It's hitting the trails after a fresh snowfall and you're thinking new snowmobile. It's time to call CCU. That's Clover Belt Credit Union, the leader in financing fun. If you're thinking new four-wheel drive vehicle to get you to the downhill slopes or the cross-country trails, it's time to call CCU. That's Clover Belt Credit Union, the leader in financing fun. Quick, easy loan applications, friendly lenders, and great rates make CCU the lending leader in financing fun. If your idea of winter fun isn't in the snow, maybe hitting the highway in a new motorhome is the way to go. Just give CCU a call. Financing for motorhomes and winter getaways. When you think fun, think Clover Belt Credit Union. What are you waiting for? Life's too short and winter's too long. Call CCU for your great rate financing. Dial 715-842-5693 or apply online or from your smartphone. That's Clover Belt Credit Union. Local lenders lending local money. Keeping our community strong.
Looking for the best in website design and digital marketing? Look no further than Coast to Coast Marketing, Central Wisconsin's number one choice. We're not just about building great websites, we're about building our community too. That's why for every website you purchase, we'll donate 10% of the sale to the school of your choice. Imagine growing your business while giving back to local schools. It's a win-win. Visit c2cmarketing.com or call 715-379-7460 today and make a difference with your business and your community.
To the Wausau West Athletic Department for their continued support of our broadcast of Wausau West Warrior Athletics on Faux Falls Radio 98.9 and 1230. Thanks for listening to our broadcast on the radio, but we want to see you out and about cheering on Wausau West student athletes in action. To find out your next opportunity to see the Warriors, go to WisconsinValleyConference.org and click on Wausau West.
Mm. Significant changes to the football playoffs are approved at the WIAA Board of Control meeting. I'm Travis Wilson, and this is a WISSports.net Minute brought to you by Just a Game Fieldhouse in Wisconsin Dells. More high school sports news after this. You may have heard of Just a Game Fieldhouse in Wisconsin Dells, one of the country's premier destinations for youth sports and events, but did you know that Just a Game does so much more? Just a Game also delivers end-to-end apparel, equipment, and event solutions. With their state-of-the-art screen printing and embroidery facility, they can help with branding for your team and business items, including uniforms, apparel, and more. Just a Game also offers digital services that include a cashless digital platform and event live streaming. Just a Game has also added a second brand new facility in Reedsburg. Find more information at justagame.com. At Wednesday's WIAA Board of Control meeting in Stevens Point, the group approved several significant changes to the high school football playoff system. The board voted 10-1 in favor of implementing the football playoff matrix for qualification and seeding, and 8-3 to utilize the system for assigning regional groupings as well. The playoff matrix was proposed by the Wisconsin Football Coaches Association in an attempt to bring consistency and transparency to the process with a data-driven approach that continues to balance travel distances and geographic representation. Division assignments will now be done before the season, and teams will qualify within their identified division. Points are awarded for all wins based on the size of the opponent, with points also pulled in from games that teams win to incorporate strength of schedule. Based on those points, teams will qualify for the playoffs and be assigned a seed 1 through 8. A computer will then assign one of each seed to groups based on limiting travel distance, but allowing for more balance in the strength of regional groupings. Also, the 8-player football playoffs will expand to 32 teams, with the season starting 1 week earlier to accommodate the additional round of tournament play. Both plans will be implemented in the 2025 season. You can read more about all the plans over at WISSports.net. This has been a WISSports.net Minute. Check us out online at WISSports.net.
Here at Marathon Park Ice Arena, we are starting the second period. Wausau West 1, D.C. Everest nothing. Jake Hain lit the lamp at 131 for the Warriors. 18 seconds remain in a power play for D.C. Everest to begin playing the second period. Again, Owen Pregalski took a five-minute major, so the Warriors have been shorthanded for the last 4:42 of that period, including 2 minutes where they were shorthanded 5-on-3. Warriors going from left to right in the second period. Face-off controlled by D.C. Everest. Gabe Simonson moves it right-hand side. Now with it is Xavier May. May into the zone. May back to the point. Now move left-hand side Simonson. Simonson left face-off circle. Fires it. Stop was made. Rebound chipped behind the cage. Now fed in front. Left-hand side Simonson. A shot and a save. Glove hand stop made by Julian Scalcucci. He'll hold on. Get the whistle and the stoppage. Some early pressure in this period for Everest as the power play comes to an end. Back to 5-on-5 hockey. Face-off in the near face-off circle taken by the Evergreens. Vance Leich, he'll fire it high and wide of the cage. Rebound to the point, kept in at the right point.
Then a shot blocked. Now the Warriors a possible break into the zone. Here comes Pergolski. Pergolski in front. Pergolski! Shot and a stop is made. Puck is loose. Cleared aside by the Evergreens below the goal line. Pergolski out of the box after that five-minute major. Came in, got the shot off, and now the Evergreens the other way. Here comes DCE, one of the goalie shot and a save. McKing is stuffed by Julian Scalcucci. Both teams with opportunities here in the first minute of the second period. Puck cleared back to the DC Everest end. Xavier May moves it right-hand side, up to center, played by the Warriors. Now Cooper DePoint gives it away. Now Owen Pergolski will get it back at neutral. His pass gets knocked down, played off the near side boards by Cooper DePoint. DePoint to the blue line, has to go back to center and reset. Waiting for Chase Kras to clear the zone, and now dumped in deep. Slowed down behind the cage by Griffin Bennell. Puck is played by Everest and Adam McKeag off the far side boards. Up to center ice. Puck is played now into the zone. With it is Brett Schultz. Schultz gets stood up by Shea Jones. Now back here comes Hendrix Damro. Now into the zone. Caden Boleyn. Boleyn a shot and a save. It deflected off a defenseman right back to Boleyn in the near faceoff circle. Quick release, but Griffin Bennell with another stop. He'll hold on, take the whistle and the stoppage. 15-15 to go, second period. Still 1-0 Warriors. Face-off won by West. Back to the point. Shea Jones deflected in front. Nice stick work by Hendrix Damro, but getting the right pad on it was Griffin Bennell. Puck is now played by the Warriors. Fed in front, but taken away by DCE and banged back to center. Puck rolls into the Warriors' zone. Ethan Rohde on the left-hand side. His pass does not connect with Caden Boleyn, goes all the way down ice, and that will be icing on West. Well, quite an action-packed start to the second period. Breakaways for both sides, but we're still 1-1. I should say still 1-0, Wausau West. Face-off left of Scalcucci. Played on the far side boards by Tegan Rasmus. Up to center. With it is Kay Damro. Damro fighting his way into the offensive zone. Damro fed in front. Bounces off a skate of Hendrix Damro. Caden Boleyn left faceoff circle. Boleyn moves it below the goal line. Puck bouncing around. Still below the goal line. Kay Damro feeds it back to the left point. Kuharski. Kuharski moves it left faceoff circle. Picked up by Kay Damro. Between the circles. Deflected to the point. Rasmus a shot. And gloved down again by Griffin Bennell. Again, our next hockey broadcast will be with the Central Wisconsin Storm on Saturday. Storm against Superior, 150 for the pregame, right here on 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.fm, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app. .14-23 to go, second period, 1-0 lead for Wausau West. Face-off is moved to the right corner. Parker Barrero trying to work his way in front. Had it knocked away. Puck is still bouncing around. Grabbed by the Evergreens. Up to center. Into the zone. Right-hand side. There's a shot. Gets deflected. That was Hayden Johnson, and the Warriors get it back. Xander DeBile. Now Jake Hayne at neutral. Has it poked away. Picked up by the Warriors and Kuharski. Kuharski into the zone. Lost the edge. Puck picked up by Charlie Strobel. Moves it to the right-hand side. Now up to center. Cole Vanslyke. Vanslyke into the zone. Vanslyke, a shot, goes wide of the cage. Rebound, whips along, right back to center ice. Xander DeBile the other way. DeBile feeding in front, not able to get a stick on it, was Barrero. Far side boards kept in deep by Joe Gravine for West. In behind the net, Charlie Strobel moves it near side. Now the Evergreens played off the boards, into the zone. Vanslyke poked away. Good stick work by Tegan Rasmus for the Warriors. Teagan now has the puck in his own zone. Rasmus gets it back to center. Cooper DePoint fighting for it along the near side boards against Braxton Byler. Now moved left-hand side, backhanded in by Chase Kras. Bunnell behind the cage will play it for the Evergreens. Puck is still battle for, moved off the near side boards. Byler will get it up to center, dumped back in by Joel Gravine. 12:58 to go, second period.
Still 1-0 Wausau West. Turned over. Puck thrown in front. Shot and a stop made. Turnover picked up by DuPoit. Got it to Chase Crass right in front, but a big stop made by Bunnell. Nice work by both Cooper DuPoit and Chase Crass, but a good save made by Griffin Bunnell. 12:51 to go, period number two. 1-0 Warriors. Face-off fought for near face-off circle. Still a fight for the puck along the near side boards. Puck will be capped in, played by Griffin Bunnell. Hands it off to Christian Simonson. Moves it right-hand side. Evergreen's trying to break it out of their own zone. Up through center, and now rolled in deep behind the cage, Julian Scalcucci. Julian will sweep it to the near side. Puck below the goal line, left wing side. Moved along the boards, capped in at the point by Simonson. He'll fire it wide to the far side pipe. Now May on the right-hand side. Xavier May whiffs on the pass attempt. Puck is still in the Wausau West zone, taken away for a moment by Everest and Brett Schultz, but now Joel Gravine gets it ahead. Cooper DuPoit through center. Cooper into the zone. Cooper, right-hand side. DuPoit now along the boards, moves it to the left-hand side. Shea Jones, he'll fire it. Puck bounces into the right-wing corner. Under 12 minutes to go, second period. Still 1-0. Warriors fighting for the puck. Played back to center ice. Joel Gravine moves it left to Shea Jones. Jones with the puck. Gives it back to Joel Gravine. Gravine to Chase Crass. He'll chip it in. Puck is rolled into the right corner. Chasing it down is Cooper DuPoit. DuPoit now Crass is there as well. On the right-hand side, Kay Damrell. Damrell fighting for it below the goal line. Puck taken away by DCE. Puck played by the Evergreens and cleared all the way down ice. And that will be icing on Everest. 11 minutes and 28 seconds to go in period number two. Wausau West 1, DC Everest nothing. Again, the only goal came at 1:31 of the first period. Jake Hain lit the lamp for the Warriors. Face-off is taken by DCE. Evergreens will get it to the point and back to center ice. Now the Warriors get it back into the zone. Maybe 2-on-1 in front. Keaton Boleyn, a shot and a save. Boleyn right in front. Now Kay Damrow on the doorstep. Whiffs on the first shot. Gets it back to the left point. Kuharski fires it. Deflected into the left corner. Caden Boleyn again. Back to Kuharski. Kuharski upper slot. Shot and a save. And smothered by Griffin Bunnell. Well, chance there for the Warriors, but Griffin Bunnell coming up big again for DCE. Face off to the right of the DC Everest Jr. Caden Boleyn wins the draw cleanly. Kuharski fires it, deflected wide of the cage. Puck in behind the DC Everest net. Puck is moved along the near side boards. Warriors keeping the heat on. Boleyn chopping at it. Boleyn still fighting for it. Puck off the glass, back to the point. Teagan Rasmus kept it in for a moment. Now picked up by Brett Schultz. Schultz will bring it up ice now for DCE. And now it's one-timer over the crossbar. Getting that stick up was Julian Scalcucci on that fire from Byler. Puck into the near corner. Another big check attempt by the Evergreens. Came up empty. Back to the point. Keeping it in for DCE was Aiden Hoft. Now Drake Kuharski in his own end. Teagan Rasmus gets it up to center. Here come the Warriors. Hendricks Damrow, right-hand side. Damrow, tough angle shot, goes behind the cage. Puck is now deflected to the near side boards. Caden Boleyn fighting for it. Puck taken away by Braden Mishka. Evergreens will now look to work it up ice. Outlet pass does not connect, goes all the way down ice. And that will be icing on DCE. 10 minutes even to go in period number two. Wausau West 1, DC Everest nothing. Face-off will be to the right of Griffin Bunnell. Face-off is battle for, still fought for. Puck in the left corner. Warriors behind the cage. With it is Burrell trying to fight it in front, feed it in front. Puck is knocked down. Still fighting is Parker Barrero. Now back to the point. Ethan Rohde, near side Shea Jones, fires it in a glove save. A shot that was going wide of the cage, but taking no chances was Bunnell. He'll squeeze it, hold on, take the whistle and the stoppage. All I ever wanted was a black 23 shots on net for West, 13 shots on net for DC Everest. Face-off drawn below the goal line. Puck moved along the boards. Played by Everest and Adam McCaig. McCaig gets it ahead. Trying to chase it down is Van Slyke. Van Slyke into the zone. Turning the corner. Van Slyke trying to come in front. Shot is stopped. Rebound and a goal. Rebound goal for Adam McCaig. And Everest gets the equalizer. 9 minutes and 26 seconds to go in period number two. Game tied up 1-1. 7 minutes and 34 seconds the time of that goal. Started with a great rush up the right-hand side by Cole Van Slyke. He turned the corner, got the shot off. Following up on the rebound was McCaig, who pokes it home. So back to even. Again, the scary part of a game like this where the Warriors had the better of it. Van Slyke and Hayden Johnson get the assists on the play. 9:21 to go, second period, during the midway point of this game, and we're back to even, 1-1. Face-off taken by D.C. Everest. On the near side, Simonson moves it on the right. Now through center ice, Braxton Beiler. Now into the zone. Schultz, a shot, goes high and wide of the cage. Rebound to the right-hand side, back to the right point, kept in again by DCE, but blocked. Now the Warriors are 2-on-1, into the zone, Crass. Crass in front to point. The point fires it, but not able to get it past Griffin Bunnell. And now the Evergreens the other way. Here comes Beiler into the zone. Beiler's shot gets deflected by Tegan Rasmus, out of play. Warriors had two of their most dangerous players on that odd man rush. Shot attempt by Cooper to point. Got stopped again by Griffin Bunnell. I think it got to Bunnell. I'm not really too sure, to be honest with you. Face off to the right of Julian Scalcucci. Went on the draw. Shot attempt by McCaig. I mean, that's Van Slyke deflected. That's McCaig. The 18 and the 19 sometimes it's very difficult to see on those Evergreen jerseys. But the Warriors do get it back. Rolled into the Evergreen zone and then dumped back to center. Played by Shea Jones. And it'll be deflected out of play. 5 seconds away from the midway point of this game. Wausau West 6-2 in the Wisconsin Valley Conference. D.C. Everest 6-3 in the Valley. Warriors 15-5 overall. D.C. Everest 15-7. Face-off won by D.C. Everest. Puck is moved along the right-hand side. Back into the zone. Fight for it. Cade Damrell going up against Hayden Johnson. Puck back to neutral. Then dumped in by D.C. Everest. Behind the cage, Joe Gravine for the Warriors. Gravine, pass ahead to flex up to center. Cade Damrell had it knocked away. Evergreens will roll it in deep yet again. Chasing it down is Shea Jones for Wausau West. Jones gets it ahead. Hendricks Damrell. Damrell moves it right over to Cade Damrell. Cade into the zone. Trying to feed it in front towards Hendricks. Could not connect on that pass. Deflected away by the Evergreens. And the puck back to center. And now rolled into the Warriors zone. Pass ahead. Wausau West back into the zone. And now a delayed offside on the Warriors. But Everest gets it back to center. Joel Gravine at his own blue line. His pass does not connect with Hendricks Damrell. Goes all the way down ice. And that'll be icing on Wausau West. 7:41 to go, second period, 1-1 score. Every time Everest comes here, it's always a nail-biter. It's just the way it is. They play so much better here at Marathon Park than they tend to at Green Heck Turner. Warriors have not lost to the Evergreens at Green Heck Turner in a couple of decades, but Everest, in fact, a couple of times in the playoffs, have come here and defeated Wausau West at Marathon Park. It just fits Everest hockey a little bit better than the big ice sheet over at their school. Now the Warriors pass on the left-hand side. Xander DeBile trying to get there. Jake Hayne. Hayne in left corner trying to feed it in front. Knocked away. And the Evergreens will clear it. And that will be icing on Everest. So an offensive zone face-off coming up for the Warriors. 7:13 to go, second period. 24 shots for Wausau West, 23 saves for Griffin Bunnell, 14 shots for Everest,
13 saves for Julian Scalcucci. Face off to the right of Griffin Bunnell. Face off the far side boards. Puck rolled in deep. Cooper to Poit fighting for it. Still fighting for it. Deep left corner. Scrum for the puck. Comes loose. Play by the Evergreens up to center. Here comes McKeag. McKeag into the zone. Left hand side. His shot deflected by Tegan Rasmus. Whipped along the near side boards. Kept in by Gabe Simonson for Everest. Whips it to the right hand side. Fed in front. Cutting in front. Chase Kras to knock it away. Picked up by Pergalski. Who's at right hand side. Cooper to Poit. DePoit makes a nice move. Fires it. Save is made. Nice little cut inside by DePoit. Save made by Bunnell. Back to the point. Rasmus fires it. Save made again. Could hear the blocker on that one from Griffin Bunnell. Puck in the deep left corner. Everest will pick up the puck. Get it back to the point, but not out. Drake Kuharski, upper slot. Drake will fire it. Save again. Made by Bunnell. 6 minutes and 22 seconds to go, second period. 1-1 game. Glad you could join us tonight on 98.9 WXCO. Online at WXCO.fm. Mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO. And on the Civic Media app. Face-off is won by DCE. Evergreens move it to the right-hand side. Back up to center. Puck taken away by the Warriors, but then turned over. Braxton Beiler. Beiler headed not away. Now Brett Schultz over the blue line. Moves it left-hand side. Christian.